Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Why are men painting their partners as if they are creatures under the bed? I even saw what her skin was green. Is this interpretive?
I sponsored a child in Africa today.
What?
My boyfriend informed me that he has a baby. The baby is 5 months old in April.
No. Wherever this dilemma is going, the answer to your dilemmas is you leave that man.
Hello, sisters.
Hey, ladies.
Welcome to another episode of What Is This?
And screaming. Are we just going to rename TMS What Takes to What Is This?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like it.
There's something there, but it also means I can run away from doing the whole like intro song.
Yeah, that you've been dodging for how many months.
Do you know somebody even commented, a couple of folks commented on the Spotify like comments, yeah. Like, Renee, we want the song.
We love accountability. We need a jingle. And for this, I contest that we should not change the name.
Well,
or you can make a jingle for What Is This?
Oh, man.
Well.
But I feel like a jingle for TMS Hot Takes would be funnier to produce, you know?
So what do you want? Regardless,
we will put this up to your votes.
It's up to the sisters.
That even reminds me, there's a whole nother thing, topic I want to add to today.
What?
Producing diss tracks for your partner.
Oh, I saw that. That is hilarious.
Petition to actually add that. That inspired me. We'll talk about it later, sisters. As you can see, I'm trying to distract from the fact that
I will
to produce.
Yeah, I'll never forget. What date should we set on this?
Could we
time bound? Maybe that's what we've been lacking.
I need to be in a place where I feel like my mental health like well-being is on par to be able to produce something that I think would be received well by the sisters. Mm-hmm. So I just need a bit more time to really like clarify
specific.
And think about
it. Make it specific.
Constable Courtney in the car. She said, you ain't getting away with
yes.
this one.
How much time do you need?
Let's revisit in, I think a good time would be 2028. Like, let's revisit.
That's how long it will take you to come up with 10 seconds.
Let's revisit at a time. My hope is that by then you will have forgotten. But I know you won't. You'll even put it
I
on the calendar.
I think you know what might be good? For you to perform it at TMS Live. It gives you such a long stretch of time. Your first public performance
lyricist. Do you know what this is giving me?
What?
Do you remember in South Africa when the girls were there putting together their jingle and their bop?
Oh, yeah.
And then you suggested. So for context, guys, South African ladies, stand up.
Basically, we
had the live show in South Africa, and obviously we were also doing a wonderful experience to South Africa with our wonderful partners, Sorted Chalet. However, the ladies that came with us on the experience also decided, they became so buddy-buddy that they actually produced a dance.
Yeah, they wanted to be the opening act for the live show.
They performed it to us, and Courtney suggested, yeah, you guys would really be a great addition to the live show.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, they felt that similarly, they needed a bit more time. Yeah.
You know? See, one thing about me is if you say you want to do it, I'm going to push you to do it, you know, and I want to see it.
And she won't stop until you do it.
Exactly. So the girls that came with us to SA, I'll catch them somewhere.
Yeah, you have to.
I hope they've been practicing. But you, I see you every day. So
can't get away.
Absolutely not.
Well,
next time, don't even suggest
it. You know what?
Write it in your journal.
That's the sign of it. I'm gonna be talking about why this is paining me the weight. of responsibility, knowing that I have to produce an artistic masterpiece.
We just want a few seconds, Renee.
I'll do what I need to do, man.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Just let me know if you want the original beat reverbed or slowed down or fast.
Send reverb. Reverb.
You know, you never know. You might want a little bit of T-Pain in there.
Oh. Yeah. Shout out T-Pain, man. Still one of the best concerts we ever went to.
Honestly,
yeah,
one of the best performers out there.
Honestly.
T-Pain. Tallahassee Pain.
Ah. When I found out his name was Tallahassee.
What's his real name?
Is it not?
Tallahassee is a city in Florida.
Guys, I don't know what's going on with like Renee right now. But like, I just feel like I'm going through, you know, stuff. You know?
Do you want to unpack that?
Yeah. Sure. Just a small bout of incompetence and incoherence. Tiny bout.
You want to know.
That's true. Yeah, like,
You are from
I was about to say his name is Teddy.
It could be, I don't know what his name is. Chad. What's T-Pain's name?
Let's Google it.
I was literally about to say, hey Siri, what is T-Pain's government name? Fahim Rashid Najm.
Hey, yeah, we weren't to know.
Yeah.
Oh. We weren't to know.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Does he come from a Muslim background?
He might. It sounds like it.
It
does sound like it.
Well, shout out to him. Arabic name.
So great name, beautiful name. Yeah,
very beautiful
name. Shout out T-Pain.
100.
Well, sisters, there is some kind of semi-structure to this.
There
episode.
Actually
we promise,
is.
We promise. In that there's at least a couple of things that we need to announce, and then we can get into the notable, normal shenanigans that we get into. The first is TMS are having an event.
Woo, 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 and we are going to come and shake with us.
That's right. Active girlies. Even girls that are not active, this is your opportunity to arise and shine. We are collaborating with the amazing and incredible Fourth, headed by Abimbola. Babes, shout out to you. She's the one that arose and shown and said, you guys need to get active because you've been saying it for a minute.
Yep.
And we are collaborating on a steps aerobics class in London. Yeah. We will be hosting this on Saturday, the 27th of April. It will be in the afternoon. So you will have time in the morning to get yourself together and get your gym girly outfits, all that kind of stuff. And the most exciting thing about this is that we will be using all of the proceeds to donate to our wonderful project, Bright Future Academy.
The school we're building in Ghana, if you're new around
In case you're new. Not going to assume that you guys have been around here. There's some new sisters that are around the curb kind of stopping by. So yes, proceeds will be going towards our efforts, fundraising for the school that we are building in Ghana. And come on down. It's going to be a great time. We are going to step, stay active, all that jazz, invest into our physical wellness
100%.
And all that wonderful stuff. And it's just a really great time to connect with community, connect with us. We will be there. We will be getting our sweat on too.
Yes, we will.
And it's bound to be a great, great time with the community. So please, tickets are now out and they are minuscule.
Yes, they literally came out today. Please grab yours. And shout out to Abimbola for starting this. She's actually a doctor, like a qualified doctor, went to school, studied, learned.
So she went to school.
She's a DR. And she came to the live show 2 years ago and she was like, it gave her the inspiration she needed to actually start a business because she wasn't happy working in the NHS, which I know many of you can relate to. And so it's just beautiful to see what this has flourished into. And genuinely thank you for being an amazing part of the sisterhood and for wanting to bring this whole thing full circle and give back in some way. Like Renee mentioned, none of us are making any profits or any gains from this at all. We're just covering costs and then the rest is going to BFA. So shout out to Abimbola for sacrificing her time, but also bringing her amazing expertise into this. I know it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be fun.
No matter what your fitness level is, come through. It's
all
a great time.
Welcome.
It's a great time together. And let us know what other events you'd like to see from us, actually. We're really prioritizing smaller engagements and activations and like spending time with more of you. So what would you like to see? Who would you like to see us collaborate with? Maybe we should do a little, you know, cooking kind of activation.
That would be so much fun.
We're doing a fitness one. Maybe, what other things? We've done a sip and paint in New York.
We could do the whole, like, bake-off thing.
Yeah, I literally, that's what came to my mind.
That would be so much fun.
Well, the possibilities are endless, as they say in the streets.
Come on now. Come and make a friend. Come and do a little bit of step in. Get your steps
Those
in.
Classes look so fun.
So much fun. So fun. And there's going to be a whole bunch of health-related treats afterwards as well.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times. Don't miss out. Like, don't actually miss out. It would be embarrassing. Don't embarrass yourself. No, genuinely, don't.
Very interesting term.
Don't do that.
That's a very interesting term.
No, Courtney, because what? I'm tired, okay? I just want the girls to have a good time.
So do I. What? Feeling like a threat.
I'm enthusiastic.
I love it for you. I really do.
Thank you.
We appreciate love your it for enthusiasm the girlies. On the pod.
And I love it for the girlies too. Yeah, that's why I want them outside.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's giving gun to your
head.
Yeah,
it's giving. If you don't come, I will come and find you.
Nah, come through. It's going to be a fun time.
Well, before we get crack-a-lacking into the fun of the episode, we do have a sister that is in need.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma. And I must say, it's really a serious dilemma.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, serious. Hi, sisters.
Hey, sweet.
I hope you are keeping well.
We are.
I am a 24-year-old Southern African girlie who loves the community you've created.
Shout out to SA.
Please, honestly, because you guys stand up every time. Endlessly. Every time. Please keep it up and may God bless you abundantly.
You too.
So my dilemma, I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year and 2 months now.
Wonderful.
Since February 2023. A month, March, ago, my boyfriend informed me that he has a baby. The baby is 5 months old in April.
No. Wherever this dilemma is going, the answer to your dilemmas is leave that man.
Woo! That'll do it for me. You ain't gotta worry about me no more.
Woo.
Well, the backstory that he told me. He and his baby mama met up and had a sneaky link moment sometime in January. The condom broke and she was sent money for the morning after pill.
No, the timeline. I'm trying to ascertain the timeline.
So they've been dating since February 2023.
Yeah.
But he had sex with his ex in January
of that year. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Their last interaction was on that day. So he says, we started dating early of February 2023. The baby mama contacted him last year, August, saying she's 7 months pregnant. And
okay, so he didn't know.
His response to her was, they will talk once the baby is born because he wants a DNA test. The baby is born early November 2023. DNA test is conducted and results came out early March. Mm-hmm. During this, he has been sending money for the baby. He's seen the baby a couple of times and I didn't know what was going on until after he got the DNA results. Mm-hmm. DNA results came back 99.9999%, meaning he's the father.
Conclusive.
Everything technically happened before we were exclusive, but the timeline is just too close. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to go about this. I'm in so much pain. I'm so angry and I'm hurt by all this. I feel so alone in this because his family and the baby mama don't know the dark, twisty side of the story. They're so happy for the new baby, but don't know someone is extremely hurt by this. I can't be happy for him because I'm hurt. His mother met her grandchild for the first time on Easter Sunday, and ever since then, I have just been so shattered. I cry more than I smile. I am so angry and everyone involved gets to be happy and celebrate, but I cry in pain. I'm alone. No one gets my pain. No one can take it away. But if the baby mama feels overwhelmed with her new responsibility of a newborn, people can help her until she feels better. I don't have that. No one can take the overwhelming feeling away. I don't know how to go about this. I'm not taking it well and I don't know when it will get better. Sisters, what would you do if you were me? Warmest regards, a sister in need.
Okay, well, I take back my initial response. I responded in haste.
Yeah.
However, you asked if this was you, what would you do? So I'm going to take it like that.
Right.
Very, very sorry that you went through this and you are going through this and that it's grieved you so much, because I think that kind of pain and heartbreak is very... it's just very difficult. It's very painful.
Yeah.
There may be feelings of like something has been taken from you, you know, something you did not see this coming, and rightfully so, it's kind of knocked you off your feet a bit. And so really, really sorry for the pain. I think if this was me, I would resolve a couple of things. One, this is not the end of the world. Mm. This is not the end of the world. And it's not worth losing like so many sleepless nights and stuff over. This is a very intricate situation in that there are so many nuances to it. One, when he came into this relationship with you, he did not know he was about to be a father. And so I think that's a huge thing of like, if you feel like the trust may have been damaged or, you know, how could this happen? You've got a whole child and you didn't tell me, but he also did not know. I don't know, did he tell you as soon as he found out? Did he tell you? Because I think that's a good sign of his integrity.
Yeah.
Like, okay, as soon as I found out this information, I let you know because I knew this was going to affect you. I'm sure this is also a huge adjustment for him as well. Becoming a father, very much unknowingly, not having that much time to prepare. A child that was, you know, you were told about this at 7 months. And so you only had 2 months to really wrap your head around it. Now you've only had maybe a month since you found out this child is actually yours. And now suddenly you're a father. I think that's a really big adjustment,
yeah,
and a really hard adjustment to make for somebody. So my empathy also goes out to him. I think the thing that threw a spanner in the works is the actions of the child's mother. I don't think she went about things the right way, and that's very, very unfair. And if anything, your feelings of kind of your negative feelings, not that they're bad or invalid, your negative feelings should be channeled towards her because she's the one who's done something wrong here, given that everyone else is being honest about how these things went, the train of events and all of that.
Yeah.
I do think it's crazy that your boyfriend got in a relationship with you so soon after sleeping with this person. And it sounds like they were in a relationship for a while.
Yeah.
So that's in itself something to have a discussion about. But what has resulted from that cannot be undone.
Yeah.
There is actually a child here. And this is not the child's fault. They did not ask to be here. This is a result of adult actions. So I think what I would do is resolve in my mind, do I want to be with this man? What is he deciding he wants to do in the life of the child? Is he deciding that he wants to be a present father, which I would hope he is? That means that I also have to be a present something, you know, stepmother almost, and be involved to the degree we are all comfortable with. And I can ease myself into that position, especially if you see yourself being with this guy long term. I don't think you should throw the relationship away, but there are some really hard adult conversations that need to be had in regards to what does him being a father look like? What is the role of the mother's child in his life at this present moment? What is their relationship going to be like? And what is your participation in the life of this child also going to be? I do think there is something beautiful that could come out of this if you can accept that he has a child and he will always have a child. Even if you guys progress to something serious and long-term for the future, like marriage and having your own kids, he will always have a child and this child will always be a part of his family. And so you have to decide, do you want this child to be a part of your family and your world as well, which I think you could do, but it comes down to your personal choice and your personal commitment to that choice. I would say definitely don't catastrophize though. Like I said, something beautiful can come out of this. I think he also needs to be clear now on the boundaries he has with the father of his child. I think you seeing it as, oh, people don't know the dark and twisted side of this. I don't think it's as dark and twisted as you are. I'm not trying to invalidate your pain, but this is not like dark and twisted and there's been loads of betrayal and Like I said, the mother of the child has done some very questionable things, but I think reframe it a little bit in not seeing yourself as a victim. Right, you're not a victim in this situation. You're hurt and your hurt is valid, hear what I'm saying, but you are not a victim in this situation. Unfortunately, you're a bit of collateral damage. And I think you guys now need to work on strengthening your relationship, having a clear understanding of what you guys are going to do, not only within your relationship, but what the dynamic of his life is now going to look like and change, because how it's going to change because he now has a child. And just being on the same page, having united front, talking through any awkward feelings of like distrust or deception or anger or whatever, heartbreak, really talking through that, maybe getting some counseling if you both can as well, because this is quite complex and nuanced. And yeah, just deciding, is this the future you want?
Yeah, this is it.
Is this the future you want?
I think that was a very measured response, Courtney.
I try. It's measured, a sensitive situation.
It is. And I definitely agree that it's tough. Mm-hmm. It is actually a really, really tough situation that you have been placed in, and it's not your fault. And it is very easy for you to catastrophize. It is a lot to deal with. And I think given that you're actually very young as well, it can feel like, oh my goodness, the whole world has come to a stop or come to an end, because you found yourself in a situation where you might effectively be somebody's stepmother or stepparent, or in some capacity involved in a child's life, which has unfortunately and out of no fault of their own caused a bit of a kerfuffle in you guys' life. Take your time, step back a little bit, because I think right now everything feels very, very close. I love that you empathized with her boyfriend, because it's tea for tight. Mm-hmm. He does sound like a relatively integral person mm-hmm. from what you have described to us. Obviously, we don't know. Like, if you are feeling like there's any kind of deception there or things are not adding up, you need to take that to your boyfriend, point blank period, and have that conversation as to, okay, so the timelines felt are really, really, really close to comfort. And also find out and quantify when you found out that information as well. So when you entered into this relationship with him, were you fully aware of the fact that they had been, you know, what the timeline of their relationship was? If so, unfortunately, very unfortunately, and this is not to place any blame on you whatsoever, sis, there are consequences for getting into a relationship with somebody that quickly after they have had whatever sneaky link or they've had any kind of interactions with, you know, other women. If you didn't know, then unfortunately, again, this is part of the decision-making process. Is this the kind of person that you want to be with in the long term? I think it won't be as cookie cutter as saying, I'm leaving right now, but it may be a staggered leave. It may be a staggered break at the moment and then come back together. But this is definitely one of those situations where it feels like you have to go through a process, unfortunately. I think it can be quite easy to kind of say, I'm leaving tomorrow. But I do think you have to go through a process just to obtain closure, but also to decide where you stand and where everybody else stands. I think there is a bit of accountability to be taken by the mother of the child as well, because I think it's some shady ass to get pregnant by a guy and you've been pregnant for 7 months and not told the dad. And you know what? She may have her own reasons for doing that. She may have been afraid. Obviously, this guy sent her money for a morning after pill, so it was clear that he did not want to have a child with her. And
I thought the money was like child support, but I didn't know.
He did eventually start initially he was like, after the condom broke, he said no, like morning after pill. So
it's all clicking.
It's all coming together. You're dealing with complex people now. She may have equally felt, you know, fearful, and from that had thought this guy didn't want to be a part of any child's life should something like that come into fruition. And again, we don't really have context of their relationship. That's up to you to actually ask him, how do you feel about this woman? How do you think that the advent of this pregnancy has changed your, you know, thoughts and emotions towards this process? Where are you at? Because as much as it is important for you to ascertain where you're at, you need to know where he is at too. And then decide from what position you actually want to support. It's perfectly okay for you to say, look, I want to take a break from this, but I'd still want to support you throughout this process. It's just that romantically right now, I don't feel quite comfortable, but I'll be here to support as a friend, as a somebody that's still close to you, but let's put a pause on this. It's perfectly acceptable for you to say, I want to continue this relationship with you and I want to, you know, figure things out with you. And that might look like a journey and a process that we have to go through. And then equally, you are perfectly within your right to say, look, this is actually a lot for me to take in right now. And I need to take a little bit of space to make whatever decision is necessary. And don't feel guilty if you decide that being a partaker in this situation is actually not for you. That's also okay too. Yeah. I know that can also make you feel guilty, but if you want to walk away, no one is going to beat you. No one is going to beat you. You're, you know, young and free and all that kind of stuff.
The end of the world.
Exactly. And it sounds like there is a bit of a support system in the fact that, you know, his family is celebrating the arrival of this child. So there's people that are still there to really be a part of that. And it's a shame that this has happened, but sis, it's giving curveball. Take your time with it, process through these emotions and these feelings. You are trying not to see yourself too much as a victim, because I know that that can lead to such resentment towards both him, but also the baby's mother and inadvertently the baby. And how many children have been brought into this world feeling and experiencing the result of resentment that has been misplaced towards them. Sis, guidance. If there's people around you as well, friends, even adults that you can speak to, I think this is worth having a conversation with, because this is a very adult like situation that you're in. Like, this is like
grown folk.
This is business. Grown folk. And I'm not trying to infantilize you and say that you're a youngin or whatever, but you are relatively young, and this is a lot of responsibility for all parties involved. So if you can get some kind of extra guidance from folks that are a bit more mature, any folks that are, you know, around that can support you and get some support from your friends, I would very much lean into that. But the underpinning everything, take your time.
Solid advice, fam.
I read this dilemma, I said, oh,
it's a lot to handle at 24.
What?
Oh my gosh,
my goodness. Anyway, sending lots of love and blessings to everybody involved in the situation, from the baby to the baby's mother to your boyfriends. We really, really do pray that God reigns supreme over the situation, and that you guys navigate it with clarity, wisdom, discernment, and also maturity. And sisters, if you do have any like thoughts on this, if any of you guys have been in a similar situation, you already know, drop it like it's hot in the comments below. A good sis needs help.
For real.
Help.
For real.
Be a helper. But I guess diving into our conversation, our topic, or whatever. So I think this is actually a good segue. I'm going to start first, because you were looking at me like ghosting the whole family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So guys, for context, there was a babe who did a calling out on social media. So, you know, when people are like, oh, this person is missing, can you help me find them? So she did a calling on like social media, on like TikTok, and it literally caught fire on like Facebook and everywhere, because she got married to a guy. Mm-hmm. They were together for like maybe a year or two. Mm-hmm. They had a baby, and then this man left, like just left. Mm. She couldn't contact him. She couldn't find him. He just literally disappeared. And she wanted to get in contact with him to get divorced, because obviously it's been like X amount of time. You've left me with, I think it's two kids that she had. So it was literally on the second child, he just upped and left. And in order for her to move on with certain things in her life, to get a divorce and housing, all that kind of stuff, she needed him to sign the papers, but obviously he's disappeared. So she was like, this is my final resort, guys, I need help. Do you know this man? Where is he at?
His whereabouts.
One thing about the TikTok police and the TikTok girlies is they will snatch a man up from wherever he is hiding.
Did they find him?
They found him in Texas, baby.
Somebody
down under,
down there,
giddy up and all them kind of things there.
I feel like every week we offend a new
honestly
category
and chilly,
of the
honestly
world.
And chilly. They're just like, we're sick of you.
Literally.
So yeah, I guess what was really interesting about a lot of the conversations that were being had online was, first of all, isn't that terrifying to be with somebody that you think is desperately in love with you? You've built a family with them and they've just kind of up and left you. And secondly, the fact that you were actually caught just living an alternative life somewhere else in the world, probably in the same country. She's American, he was in Texas. Exactly. And I think for a lot of like women, obviously there's quite a lot of sentiment on social media that is already very much anti-men. But this example of somebody who, for all intents and purposes, presented as perfect husband, perfect father, and just decided to up and leave and leave the responsibility on his wife to take care of the kids and rebuild her life. How do we have hope that the same thing won't happen when you find a man and he just decides he wants to go?
I hear it. I don't know. I feel like you have to sometimes have a very measured and objective kind of approach to these things that you see on social media, so that you don't internalize everything and then begin to like use that as, this is how my life will play out. This is how all men are. This is, let's be serious. Let's detach a little bit from the internet. And as much as it is real life, obviously this is this woman's real life and my heart goes out to her, because that is hard. Oh my days. But also many African aunties have been going through this. They have gone through
this. You ain't tell a lie. Oh, you ain't tell a lie.
Uncle went back to Nigeria. He went back to Ghana, or he escaped the Western world. And forgot everything.
And then he even got married.
About his children.
No, oh my gosh. Legit. Courtney. No.
This is not new.
You know why? Because when you said that, examples were popping up in my head.
What? One uncle that's completely forgotten that he has estranged is the word, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, Courtney.
But it's also, I feel like, isn't this something you can take to the court? Like, I'm actually estranged from my husband. I don't know where he is. They found him somewhere else. He started a whole new life. Just give me the divorce. Surely. He's not going to come back. No. This is irreconcilable.
Yeah, that is.
This man has completely forgotten about us. Surely there is precedent in the legal system to be like, just give her the divorce she wants, or not an annulment, because they
I can imagine though that the amount of time that needs to elapse before that's okay, happens might be
it's true they better drag that man from wherever he is.
He was in like Texas.
Wow, did you hear that H factor? I really said wherever. And I am British.
British Ghanaian.
But we don't really have H factor like that.
Do you not?
No, it's more Nigerian thing.
Yeah, it's definitely Nigerian. Yeah, we got all the H's.
This man needs to free this woman. If you don't want to be with me anymore, I don't even think she should ask for any closure, any why did you do this, no explanation.
How can you pack up and
just
leave?
Come and sign these papers. Or in fact, just give me your address, I'll send it to you so you can sign it and send it back to me. Fax. Literally, I will fax it to you. Because it's too much. It's way too much. How can you up and leave? But I think this is reflective of a wider issue around, like, this might be a reach because obviously I don't know why his reasons were for leaving. Mm. Apart from genuine mental health issues, I feel like if this man is in, like, he's completely well and he made a decision to be like, I'm leaving you tomorrow, you and my two children. There may be something there around men feeling the pressure of fatherhood and being a husband and having to be this responsible adult of so many things, feeling that pressure, not having the community they need to voice all the or having any comfort with being vulnerable enough to be honest about the pressure and all of that, to the point where they just give up, right? And I'm not trying to, this man is in the wrong, but I'm just trying to understand, like, was it that this was so hard for you and you couldn't express it that your initial instinct was, I just need to disappear? Because to me, it doesn't sound like reckless irresponsibility in his track record. You've actually gotten married. You've actually had kids in wedlock, or you've had children with your marriage partner. It's not like the dilemma, we had a one night stand, or maybe we have sex here and there, sneaky link.
Actively decided.
This is a family unit that you've decided to leave. Why?
I need to find you in rehab though.
This is what I'm saying. So it's either it's mental health, or you're in therapy, or you've absconded.
Do you know what I mean? Because like, I have seen, pure madness. Sorry, because there's actual examples, Courtney. I'm telling you, my brain lit up when you said, oh, think of the aunties. I said, Uncle So-and-so.
Just up and left.
Uncle So-and-so is here with his new family.
Facts.
I think what sometimes really frustrates me when I hear these kind of stories is it's always disproportionately women that have to stay behind and pick up the pieces because you decided it was too much for you.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, you decided, I just want to live a different type of life.
Unfair.
It would be different if I was watching this series 911 and in the, like, within the series or whatever, a very similar thing happened where the character that's played by Jennifer Love Hewitt, she had a baby with another one of the firefighters, Chimney, and she left for 6 months, but she left because she was undergoing a lot of like mental health issues, etc. She had hormonal imbalances, like she was experiencing postpartum depression. And she actually, trigger warning, tried to commit suicide. And then after that, she decided, I'm not coming back. I'm going to check myself into a rehab center. You guys are going to be pissed at me to be having been gone for 6 months to a year, but it's better that I do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you had did that,
or at least communicated.
Exactly. And it's this desire to just abscond without any intention to, you know, restore. You're not coming back. It's not like I'm going to go away for a bit and at least like work on myself or do something. It's the just complete, I'm just absent.
Yeah.
Absentia. And I'm living a different life.
Yeah.
I'm a chef somewhere in Texas.
And no one knows you have a family. And I think with that, though, it's like, even if you are going to do that, just communicate. Like, and it's still bad to just be like, oh, I'm just going to up and go and leave you. But at least I can put certain things in place. Do you know what I mean? At least make sure that there is some kind of security for us while you're gone, especially like financial, emotional, communal. Do I have access to your family? You might be gone, but do your family know they have nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whatever, who are on this side, who don't have their father present at the moment? If you just put these things in place, okay, go off and have, it'll be horrible, but at least you're not catching me off guard. And I think that's the part that's so grievous as well. It's like, now a woman is left to pick up the pieces and she herself is only getting her head around, where the hell is my husband? He's literally just fled. That's really bad.
Man, fled is literally the correct way to describe
just
it.
Just one day I went to sleep, I woke up, you weren't there. Next thing I found out, a year later, you're in Texas. Shout out to her for still having her right mind.
And also, shout out to the TikTok sleuths. You guys never fail. Not a day.
This is why I love that. Community power.
They said they'll find you.
Community power, 1,000%. Nah. But it's just, I just think it's really, she's, you know what? Shout out to you, sis, for not ending up on the news. Because so many things could have happened.
Right? I'm telling you, I would have sold that story to People magazine. I would have been out here making my coin.
100%. But also, I mean, like, just not losing her mind.
100%. Like, this was her last resort. It wasn't even like, quam, 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 where's that man?
Yeah.
She said, let me get on with it, give him the benefit of
but
the
doubt. But that's the thing, like, getting on with it, it takes so much mental fortitude to be like, I'm just going to get on with it. I need to raise my kid. Obviously, it's a need. You need to. It's necessary. But like, to have that strength,
insane.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Because I'm sure there's been many nights of crying and like wilding out and stuff. But like, genuinely, this is what happened. This is how people end up on, is that show called Women That Kill? Something like that. Yeah, there's actually a show.
Do you know what's funny? Real. I thought you were gonna say something like Trisha Goddard,
no,
Ricky
not a talk show. That's what I mean. Not ending up on the news as a criminal.
BBC by Panorama.
Yeah, there we go. Panorama or like Watchdog or something where it's like we're appealing to find this woman.
Do you know how funny that is?
No, because she could have done anything. Not only to that man, but also to those kids. Like, we don't want to think like that dark and twisted. But genuinely, like the same way he one day made up his mind unprovoked to just leave.
Out of nowhere.
She's actually been provoked.
She's been provoked. She's been provoked. No, you're actually
like,
so
it's
right.
Even them strengths of aunties to like, your husband has actually absconded. Like, he's fled, he is estranged.
Mad.
What's the other word? Not just MIA, but like, you know, in military terms where it's like, where the hell are you? I'm trying to be serious.
We need to find the term for it, because we are thinking lost in combat. Like,
yeah, something like, no, but that's death, isn't
this
it?
Is
that's
thing,
when they actually
yeah.
die. But like,
this
you're
is
just
when
MIA.
They
yep, there we go. You're just MIA. And then you just picked up the pieces. You
insane.
Got an extra job. You went back to school. You took care of your kids. You're actually a single mother. And you're also contending with the fact that the man who said he loved me abandoned me. Wild. Like, I know we always talk about how our mums used to act up and stuff, but a lot of the, and aunties this, aunties that, but like, a lot of them went through a lot.
Crazy. But then I wonder, how is it that you guys are all doing up, when will you marry? The examples that we have seen thus far, my dearest.
Or at least teach your son something better.
Auntie, your husband has been missing for the past 10 years. And you're looking for mine? Y'all gotta find yours.
You know what's even worse? The men that people still know them. You're like, for example, not my father. I know where my father is.
Yeah.
Like, if my father had abandoned our family, but then there's a random uncle somewhere that was like, and I saw Charlie Mason made a video like this. Mm. My father and I, we don't get on.
Yeah.
For example,
yeah.
a man doesn't get on with his family. And then you're coming up to that child and being like, why don't you talk to your dad? Firstly, you know where my dad is, and you haven't even rebuked him for abandoning his family, but you're asking me, why don't I talk to my dad? I don't know where he is.
Is it insanity?
So stuff like that, it's like, imagine also now people even knowing, this is obviously nothing to do with the TikTok, but like people knowing where your dad is and that he has
abandoned you. And it's me that should reach out to him.
But also not pushing him to get back with anyway. I just find it very complex.
And also, what have you done to support me beyond telling me to go and speak to my alleged estranged father? What have you done to support me knowing that this man has absconded from his responsibilities?
It needs to be studied. It needs to be studied.
Some of you guys need to be pulled up left, right, and center, because that's insanity.
Legit. It needs to be studied, because I'm very sure this gave a lot of our mums and our aunties just mental health issues 110%. That just completely undiagnosed. They just had to press on. On top of it, they're probably contending with other societal factors, social pressures, you know, poverty, being an immigrant. And where's your husband?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But anyway, sis, our heart goes out to you.
Honestly.
Our heart goes out to you. I hope they continue to pester that man. I hope wherever he works, they shout.
Stress in that his man. Workplace. Stress. Literally. Stress that Literally. Man until he takes care of his family.
Facts.
Stand or at that least man's the car. Head.
The courts need to do their work.
Stand on that man's Wild. Head. Yeah.
Wild. This is why people need to start being dragged by their ear on 110%.
You know, back in the day, in medieval time, when they used to, by the collar, just
pull, just pull back pitch, to your household.
We need to bring that. Dang. We'll go with the pitchforks.
That's what I'm saying. We need to, people, you said he works as a chef.
Yeah.
People need to go to the restaurant and just start screaming. just start Everything shouting. Like mad people.
Go and order food. Literally. Do you like Jesus? Or,
start flipping tables, or be like, oh, hi waiter, can you please give this note to the chef? Go back to your kids. Go back to your children. Now, some may call it harassment.
Yeah.
I call it jungle justice.
No, that man will not rest, man.
Exactly.
This is why you actually need community.
Facts.
Nah, man. You actually need community. The community that we've seen from some of our forefathers, they're not even gingering the people that have done bad.
Yeah.
We need to bring back girlfriend justice. When a man does bad to his family or his girl, the girl's girlfriends round up. Let's go stand outside that man's place of work and residence.
That man cannot know peace again. He will
not rest. Go and do the right thing.
Go and right your wrongs. Chai.
That is insane. What a mess. Insane.
What a mess.
Anyways, that's probably why. Listen, maybe it's the pressure of painting their spouse.
Oh, guys. So that brings us great segue. Well done. This trend on TikTok and like other social media platforms of like having a nice date night where you and your partner have to paint each other on canvas. And the women, you know, they're not Picassos, let's be serious. Some of them are, though.
I've seen some people
with great artistic ability.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
They'll turn their painting and, you know, they try. They really try to paint their boyfriend. You can see the resemblance. The shirt is the same color. Their hair is the same. That kind of
Even
thing.
Even the skin color, everything is actually
They look like a human being, you know? Why did the men, the majority of the ones that have gone viral anyway, the men turn theirs around. Their partners look like monsters. Like monsters that you'll actually see in a children's book.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters. Monsters, Inc. Why are men
Sally, is this you?
Why are men painting their partners as if they are creatures under the bed? I even saw what her skin was green. Is this interpretive? And so the overall commentary has been that man hates
me. Yeah, no, men hate. Because this is what you see when you look at me. Like, you didn't try.
But why? Why? What?
Coming like a Marvel villain. You've actually painted me
you
as
look
a
like
Marvel
a blob. Like, oh my God, you know what they look like? They could be villains on Doctor Who.
Stop.
Now, those are the most those creative things, kinds of villains.
Those things.
They could actually be... There's a hair in my mouth. Sorry.
Those things are ugly. Nah. Also, Doctor Who was such a
good show.
Oh.
Such a good... I think they're still producing it
they
now.
They are, but it's not as good.
Yeah, not since David Tennant. Please. And Matt Smith.
Please. Please.
Sorry, what's his name? Peter Capaldi?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're great. You're a great actor.
Sorry.
But you don't give me Doctor Who.
My doctor will always be David Tennant.
David Tennant.
Bring him back ASAP.
That era was unmatched. What? Even when Billy Piper was in it, I can't remember the guy's name who actually played Doctor Who, but such an amazing era.
Christopher Eccleston.
There we go. Such an amazing period.
Fantastic.
Such an
amazing. I was
and,
there.
And the villains and the stories.
I was there at 8 o'clock.
You know what? Bring back BBC. TV when TV was grainy.
Waterloo Road, yep. EastEnders, yep. Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shows, programs, if you will.
Back when we actually paid our TV licensing and received what we deserved.
Well, we were children.
Back when our parents paid TV licensing and we received what we deserved.
Do you remember when we used to watch things like Children in Need? I would actually sit and watch it for like 3 hours of
Red
TV.
Nose Day.
Exactly. That was when we were a society.
We were a community.
You would go to school, you would pay £1 for your red nose, they would give it to charity, allegedly, and then you would go home on a Friday night and you'd watch Children in Need, and then you'd watch Peter Andre perform for
Listen.
You. And it was all cheerful. Do you Jonathan remember Ross that? Would be on the TV.
We were
Alicia,
a people.
Alicia, not Alicia Keys. Alicia
that one?
Dixon.
Yeah.
When was TV?
X Factor.
Before Simon Cowell changed his face. Sorry, I had to.
You know?
My goodness.
That Celebrity Big Brother. Like,
I never really got into that.
Really?
One. You know what it is? I found it boring.
You know what? I found it so funny just because it was so British. Like the passive aggression in the interactions. It wasn't like these American reality TV shows that we see.
True.
This was British. I don't like
crime
you.
Comedy. That's crime. What she said to your face.
It's like, I didn't like that. When like she did you. That, she took my fork and I just felt really like undermined. It's like, Tracy, can we have a chat? Can we have a word? I missed that. Where
TV
have we gone
so
wrong?
When there was BBC Three. What is going
Even
on
E4,
in the world?
Misfits, oh, bring back days. Misfits.
E4.
You'd be watching all sorts of
what offers. Is even on TV now?
Without, child. We were a community. We were a society.
When we were a society. there was so much unison between social institutions. Because how can I go to school and participate in something and then come home and also continue
and
that participation?
Wow. They had...
That is a holistic society.
There you go. Institutions unlocked.
There we go.
They were wrong.
Absolutely.
They were racist.
Because
they still are.
Where did the Children in Need money go? Where is it? Why are the children in Africa supposedly still hungry?
Fam.
All this money we've been given, where is it? Oxfam. Where is it? Actually, I know we've worked with you before, love you guys to pieces, but where's the money?
No, how problematic.
We want reports.
We're actually so problematic. It's like, I sponsored a child in Africa today.
What? You know what?
What?
Shout out to Compassion. They do work like that nowadays.
Praise
and
God.
I think they are, to be fair, I haven't done too much research. But yeah, I think they're an upstanding charity.
That's
Check
good.
Them out.
That's good. But no, children
work like
in
that
need.
Is needed.
Yeah,
like,
children in
work
need.
Is
comic relief for them out there. They ate up.
You know what Oxfam actually needs an applause for?
What?
Their charity shops.
Fairs.
Because
Fairs.
Inside they have like the fair trade. They were really like not pioneers.
Yeah. This whole sustainability movement.
Oh,
that was
do you get what I mean? They were really ahead of their time. And the way they'd have them fair trade stands, their chocolate was nice. Like all of
still
it.
Nice. Still nice. Still nice. No, I hear
shout
it. I hear it still.
And I hope you're doing good with the funds, though.
I hope you are. But But then everybody is doing something. Except for us. We are actually not eating.
Yeah, no, we actually don't chop the cash.
We don't.
We don't, we don't.
If only we were morally corrupt, then maybe, but we don't do that here.
Things would be solved. Some things would be solved. That is what it is.
Alas. Alas. But yeah, no, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. But anyway, back to, sorry, you are going back.
Yeah. Doctor Who villains. Those villains were ugly.
Ugly. But that's how they're painting their partners, and I don't understand
those
why.
Villains. No, it's giving creature.
That's the perfect description.
It's giving creature.
The perfect description. Mm-hmm. Like, but what is it about the male psyche that I think that's okay?
That's just not. And the funny thing is, when we think of the artists that are often most celebrated in society and culture, it's men. So I'm just like, why?
You have the capacity to paint.
You
well.
Do. Your lineage.
Well, not everybody, yeah.
Your peoples, the folks within your demographic.
So is this a choice?
So why? Are you bad?
It should be, again, studied.
And it's not like artistic, like trend interpretation or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? No. It's just you've decided.
It's not abstract.
It's outrageous. Why? Do you not have the technical capabilities? Like, what is wrong here? Were you not taught? Nah, but
I don't know.
I wish them all the best.
Yeah, genuinely, I don't know. But like, if my partner, even if I knew you can't paint, but if you've painted me green, there's something there.
You actually hate me.
There's something there.
You hated me. Is it you look at me and you see green?
A monster? Do I look like Medusa? Did you get bored? What is going on?
Yeah, at least try. At least make me brown. Brown and pink, man. I can't be green.
Give me eyes, like just give me lashes. I don't know.
No, some of these things were actually hideous. Sorry.
If I draw a stick, man, I'd take it.
Little skirt, little like flicks of curls and stuff, but the green skin.
And her hair was all acid.
And then some of the justifications.
This man might
goodness.
Hurt you one day.
Fam, there was one person that drew their girlfriend yellow and they were like, oh, because you're Asian. I said,
That's racism.
I said that you need to talk to that.
There is a fetish somewhere going on there.
And yellow, not as in like, oh, the nice like olive
like
tone.
SpongeBob.
Yellow like SpongeBob. The sun. That we used to draw in the corner there.
You know what? That was actually the peak of my artistic time. I can actually draw. So can you. You can
yeah,
draw
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are a great drawer.
Thanks,
actually.
Man.
Drawer?
I miss
artist.
It.
Artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss it.
But when we used to draw the sun in that top corner, we snapped.
Cast your mind back.
We actually snapped with that because it makes so much
it
sense.
It does. It does.
It makes so much sense.
Because the sun is usually in the corner.
Do you get what? But it's not though.
Yeah, it's true. Well, do you remember those like drawings we used to do where you have to put the dot in the center of the picture and then you have to basically draw as if you're going into the distance, so the road looks like this massive triangle.
Like, so yeah, you're so perspective art.
That's exactly what it's called. Perspective art.
I
we snapped
love
with
that.
Those two.
Yeah that was good. That was good,
man. Art was great. Men do better. Art
yeah, please.
Great.
Yeah. I feel like that's the general sentiment of nowadays.
Yeah.
Men do better.
We used to be a society, though. Where are
when I tell like, you, we used to be a society.
Yeah.
Hall parties. But you know what? Adela does great commentary on this as to why we are losing that element of society. You should go and watch her on YouTube.
Adela Afadi. Yeah. She's great.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Talking about other YouTube friends. Two of our other YouTube friends, woo-hoo. The Humble Penny,
yes.
Wrote a book.
Joy in your finances.
How have you made them a jingle before your own podcast has a jingle? Is this not the reckless abandonment we're talking about in these men? Misaligned priorities.
How does that song go?
Reckless love.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
Why?
Because you
reckless
said
of
reckless. Wow, just like the reckless love of God.
No, not the same.
Yeah, but you know God when you hear a
abandon
word,
his children.
Yeah, he didn't know. He destroyed some of them though. Some of them were bad. Those people. Anyways, we've spoken about this. I feel like God is sometimes he looks at us like. Ew. Whoa.
Facts.
What's going on
facts.
Over there?
Sometimes I think God is in heaven and he thinks, why did I promise these people I'd never flood them again?
Fam.
I'm thankful for it,
No, but sometimes when the rain be heavy,
you could just tell because it's provoked.
If I just
you don't just sit down, literally.
But yeah, the financial, the Humble Penny,
yes,
financial joy book.
Mm-hmm.
Ken and Mary, we are so proud of you. Sunday Times bestsellers,
smashed it, mate.
Well done,
smashed it, mate.
Well done.
Literally, when I say the pinnacles of financial, like, wisdom,
yeah,
joy, and I love this whole idea of like financial joy. Because oftentimes when we think about finances, it's something that is either limiting us, yeah, or something that we're obsessed with. We don't often pair this idea of finances, yeah, with joy, like, yeah, actual like happiness. Obviously not money just being the root, but, yeah, what money can, absolutely, enable and empower us to do. And I love that they've written a book and created a community where it's all about using finances to cultivate more joy in,
absolutely,
your life.
Absolutely. So I necessary. Really love it. And I think it's so unique that, like, because often you hear financial freedom and it's, yep, not that they're not giving you the practical tips on how to achieve that, because that's really, you know, amazing to aspire towards.
Yep.
But they are really linking like our financial, they're really linking our finances with our wellness. And I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, if we think about how much, and this is something they said even at their launch event, and it's like a prevalent theme throughout the book. Like, yep, when we think about how much money affects our mood, you really know that money is related to our wellness and our well-being and how we see ourselves, view life, the hope we have and all of that. So I really love that they've tied in such a huge feeling we are all longing for, which, yeah, is joy, with our finances and the financial world. I've personally learned so much about finance from those two and their YouTube channel. So it's just beautiful to see them, you know, evolve that into a book. Welcome to the Authors Club. But honestly, well done to you guys. They have been huge supporters of TMS, honestly, since we started. And they're dope people. They are
fantastic,
amazing
people.
Amazing people.
Like, we often talk about this, but meeting people that are creators or have platforms sometimes can be quite an underwhelming experience. But I feel like Ken and Mary are people, they're exactly what they say on the tin.
Yes.
Like, you meet them and they're just such nice people. Yeah. Like, nice people.
Yeah, absolutely. So the link to Financial Joy will be in the description. Head over to Amazon, please, and let's keep it up there in the charts. The book is doing so well. Like we said, it is a Sunday Times bestseller,
yeah,
here in the UK.
Don't miss out.
Girls, when it hits the States, please go and buy it. I don't know if it's already out there, but please go and buy it. And maybe it can be a New York Times bestseller too.
Yeah, no. Hello.
That would be dope. That'd
Hello,
be dope.
Somebody.
Let's make it happen. Honestly, it's a good book. We wouldn't recommend anything we don't stand behind.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Mentions of any organizations in this are not reflections of...
I mean, you already know how we felt about the ones that we express. So, you know.
Them disclaimers there.
There you go.
But yeah. Oh, shout out to y'all.
Child. As per usual, me and Courtney have nattered on, and I'm wondering, do we have time to touch base on...
Why not? You know what? Who is limiting us?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Sit down, dead girls. You know, yeah, when you're about to leave, sit down.
Sit down.
There's some stuff. We made some desserts. Some, what do you call it? When you have coffee after. Some espressos. We made some espressos after dinner. So I wanted to touch very briefly on this whole idea of clean hoarding.
Yeah, talk to me more about
this thing. Yeah. So I was watching this YouTube channel by this creator who was talking about the fact that self-care, all this kind of stuff, has been monetized and taken under the wing of capitalism so much, mm-hmm, and been made made a materialistic pursuit to the point that people are chasing the clean aesthetic but hoarding in order to do that.
I like
so
that.
People that go and buy like juice cartons, for example, and then put it in another container and have five containers inside their house, yeah, of the five different juices, or folks that are like investing into like their self-care regimes, yeah, like thinking about investing in their skincare or like beauty maintenance and stuff like that, and they have like 50 different products to look clean but still have 50 different products, yeah. So this idea of like presenting as like clean and aesthetic, this whole idea of, even though clean at the moment is literally proxy for beige and clear containers and stuff like that, but there is still the issue of hoarding. We're still being gluttonous and excessive in these particular areas.
Yikes.
Yeah, and I wanted to hear your thoughts on that, because
I agree. They must write a thesis.
That's screaming.
They must write a thesis. It's so like, it's so true. I think because of capitalism, like you said, and like they said, we are all encouraged to always buy the next best thing, thinking that there's always, we need something new. This new product has come out, we need it. This new, it's like, finish what you already have, you know? And I feel like that's just a principle for budgeting. It's a principle for sustainability and the environment. It's also a principle for contentment as well. And like practicing that actual gratitude and joy for what you have. I was thinking about this last week. I get sent a lot of stuff. A lot of it's under my bed because I'm like, I must get round to it. But the other day I opened my cupboard and I was like, this is just too much. Like I use the same like 5-6 products for my skin. The rest of this is just here.
It's cute.
I think there's something there for like charity work, donations, giving to shelters. But like you said, not having that hoarding mentality, which is I need all of this stuff, because you really don't.
You absolutely don't.
You really don't. There's a difference between living in abundance and greed.
Well, there you have it, folks. But yeah, no, I was struck by the video. I actually sent you the link to watch it.
And I'll put it in the description.
She was, I think she was the same person. We had a discussion that she inspired me for. But when I see her, I'll remember what it was that she inspired. But I think she was bang on the money. I was like, we are consciously being gingered to buy things that we just do not need. And as much as these things are aesthetic, I think it's actually the guise of the aesthetic that is pulling us in.
Having to buy into
To purchase such egregious things that we genuinely don't need. And I'm thinking about things like sustainability and stuff like that. I know that for women, it can actually be a bit trickier to live a sustainable lifestyle because it feels like, as you know, we are the top consumers of just multiple products. We are often within our houses. I was reading some stats about us having the majority of spending power, even within like family households and stuff like that. So there's a lot of marketing and there's a lot of products that are geared towards women specifically. And I think as much as we can talk, have conversations around like sustainability and climate change and making sure that you're living a simplistic lifestyle, I think it's hard because there's so much behavioral psychology that is being manipulated on the part of women to get us to purchase all these things that we quote unquote need.
Absolutely.
Even this whole idea of like the clean aesthetic, it's like the clean aesthetic is all about minimalism, but why am I getting all of, why am I maximizing my products to achieve minimalism? It just doesn't make sense. So I thought it was actually a really good video that made me think about like actual women's psychology and marketing psychology and how much we are being disproportionately targeted by some of these producers of these products, like rest.
Yeah. And you're right to highlight that it is all about behavioral psychology. And I think the more we repeat these behaviors, the more corporations capitalize off of it, right? In terms of they incentivize us to continue going, right? And it's that link as well to our feelings of validation and feeling enough and feeling like we are participating or we have social validation as well. And so just because it's a trend, just because, you know, all the your favorite influencer has it and stuff like that, you don't have to buy it. I remember seeing Uche Notori. She made a video about this on TikTok because, you know, she's heavily, heavily leading the makeup trend at the moment. Absolutely. And it's absolutely amazing to see because that girl's been in the game for a minute.
Hello, somebody.
And she's been good. She's been Miss Base Queen. She has been Base Queen. And it's nice to see her to get the global recognition she deserves. But obviously, as someone in the influencer space and then in the beauty space, she receives a lot of products for free. You know, she is the go-to girl for sending a product. And if she's not on your PR list, you need to put her on your PR 100%. List. 100%. But she was saying how just because I use a different product than I used yesterday doesn't mean you should run out and buy this product because I get sent all of this stuff. And this is a part of my work. These are resources basically for my work. You don't have to run out and buy it. And I think influencer culture definitely plays a huge part in this. And of course, we as individual consumers are influencers in some right. But just because your favorite person has said, I use this now and I like it, doesn't mean you need to go and throw out the thing that you have been using and that you like. I think there's something there around like really assessing, does something work? And two, if this is not finished and I don't want it anymore, how do I dispose of it, right? Can I give it away? Can I sell it? Like, especially in the area of like clothes, can I sell it like a Vinted, a Depop or something like that, pass this on to somebody else at a cheaper price? Can I, you know, what can I do that's a bit more sustainable than just throwing out stuff? But yeah, I think brands heavily play on it. They heavily play on it because it's FOMO. You know, at the end of the day, it's FOMO, and the way things are projected towards women is you need this to make you happy. But you don't.
You don't. Leave it.
Take it out of your cart.
Be guided. Oh, heavy on your cart. Because that's the thing, right? Like the move from in-store shopping to online
and the accessibility of everything and the immediacy of it all.
Oh my gosh.
Take that thing out of your cart. You don't need it. Trust me. We need to practice that level of self-control that says, I don't need this.
Wow.
I actually don't need this right now. Mm-hmm. It's I do the same thing sometimes, with supplements.
Yeah.
It's like there's another supplement.
Why do you need this?
It's not medicine. You actually don't need it. It's supplementary. You actually don't need it. So finish what you have. Because you have to look at these industries that like have received a continual incline in revenue, right? Like even social media. Mm-hmm. Do you need another app? No.
Every day keeping on social with people that you don't like.
You know, so when we look at these industries that are just growing in revenue, it's usually because overconsumption. Mm. Not just because of innovation of technology, but literally just overconsumption.
Just overconsumption. Right?
People are literally consuming more of it. And that's what's leading to the rise in its revenue, if that makes sense.
Oh, we're actually so gluttonous, man.
Oh my God, let's not even get into it, because that's actually something that I feel like God's really been dealing with me on in every area of my life in regards to like greed and gluttony. Now we all know Courtney has is on a weight loss journey, but like not just in the food, in the area of food,
right?
But also just everything. Like when you feel like you can't tell your hell, even if you are
deletes
slim,
from the that's from the car.
Yeah, like gluttony is so pervasive in that it can reach every area of our life. Because you cannot tell yourself no to having something, right? Like, I want to have a new bag, but do you need a new bag? And it's not about being in need that, like, your bag is falling to tatters and now you need a new bag.
No, because some of you, stop sewing the bag together.
But, like, do you need it in that you already have every bag in every color?
Yeah.
Or you already have something that could be a dupe for this? Yeah. Or do you really need that level of coordination?
Yeah.
Like, really and truly, you're over-consuming. And I think we need to be way more mindful of that in a world which is really suffering environmentally, suffering, like, global poverty is a real thing.
It really is, yeah.
Unemployment is real. There's a cost of living crisis. Like, there are so many bigger titans that we're actually fighting against in society that gluttony is actually really at the bottom of a lot of us feeling like we don't have enough. Our money's, we're never making ends meet. We're here talking about generational wealth, but you've bought another perfume. Perfume is another one. Not you,
because you know.
Sorry, not you. No, but you get what I mean?
No, because I was there. I was that babe that used to say, "Oh, what's the next fragrance?" On the,
you know,
even just having two, I feel stripped.
And I'm
naked.
Not. And I hear it. I'm not telling you to live like a pauper. I'm just saying, like, not only cut your cloth according to your size, because I think the narrative is often that, right? Like,
right.
If you can afford it, though, you can have more. But there is still something to say. You're one human being.
Yeah.
Why do you need all of this stuff?
Do you know what's really, like, mad about that? Because I definitely agree. I really do feel like God was dealing with me in that area around certain arbitrary things that I want as well. So I remember when I was a kid, I was like, I want a big house with, like, 10 rooms and a swimming pool and this, that. So, like, first of all, you ain't even a strong swimmer. I don't know why you need a pool. Second of all, 10 rooms, unless you're trying to, like, adopt 10 kids, why do you need 10 rooms? And it's even that, right? The gluttony or even the intention of being gluttonous in the future, dependent on how many resources you have now. Sometimes I wonder, not even sometimes, I know, like, God be like, I can't give this to you because you are greedy.
Yeah. And also you have no need of it. Like that thing is that you said about the 10 rooms versus 10 kids is actually that's the perfect example. You don't have a need for what it is you want. It's okay. And so God is not obligated to give it to you. He could if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But if you have a need, and you see so many people make those kind of prayers and those kind of contracts or promises with God where it's like, I want a house with 10 children, with 10 kids.
Yeah.
God, I will adopt 8 children. Do you know what I mean? I'll adopt 10 children if you give it to me. And it's like, God gives because he wants you to give. Do you know what I mean? I will give you resources to serve my people. As soon as it's just feeding your ego and you've turned it into an idol and it's just
Smash that back.
It's because gluttony ultimately makes us not dependent on God. Mm. Like, that's ultimately, it's a form of idolatry.
Right.
You know, I can't say no to my own belly, or I can't say no to my own just craving for something to buy something.
Those cravings be serious.
Serious, but you have to discipline your body. You have to discipline your body. Like, it's just a part of the spiritual journey, isn't it? Like, learning to be disciplined. Do with that as you will.
Yeah.
I'm learning it. You're learning it. Yeah. We're all being dealt with something.
Yeah, every day.
Just pruning, as they say.
Pruning, as they
say. It is what it is. But yeah, empty your cart. Just give it 30 days. Like Chrissy Milan, she's on a no spending for the year.
She's so good.
No excessive spending. Of course, you can never not spend. We live in London where they're drinking money for oxygen. This city is wild. But we're already living in a crazily overpriced city. Now you want to add unnecessary spending to your issue.
Go outside, you're going to go get some. I remember I was out for dinner with a friend and they were trying to charge me £3.80 for a Diet Coke. I said, sir, return that and bring me tap water because I got Diet Coke for £1.50 at my supermarket.
But the fact that even a can of drink is £1.50 is wild. Wild.
And then the thing is, they'll try and say, oh, it's on sale. The previous price was £2.55.
And you're lying. No, it weren't. But again, greed. Just on a corporate level. It's just corporate greed. Like, when we're looking at the energy thing and then energy companies are coming out talking about our profits have increased by like 70%. That means the cost of energy has not actually gone up. You guys are just greedy.
Greedy. One thing about me is I'm a fighter, Bill.
It's greedy.
Because where did this come from?
Exactly.
You just decided.
But it's really greedy. And like, there are other people who can't articulate themselves or don't have that confidence to be like, or even have the time to be like, oh, I'm going to send an email to EDF and be like, why did you send me this bill? And so they're being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But this is how injustice begins.
We need justice.
This is how somebody said, I really love this series. You guys are all just exposing evil. I said, it wasn't meant to be a series, baby.
But if the shoe fit, we finna lace that up. One thing about us. Hello.
Right. But yeah, it's just like, this is how bad things happen. People get greedy.
Yeah, they do.
And they can't discipline themselves
to
just be self-controlled, you know? And just tell yourself no. Sometimes you gotta tell Diddy no. Sometimes you have to tell yourself no.
That's never one of child.
No, 100%. But if you're not careful, you could carry a spirit of Diddy because you can't tell yourself no. Exactly. Tell yourself no. You can't, because this is how people go from I'm gonna buy that extra shoe, I'm gonna have that extra chocolate, to I wanna have anything I want I can have.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything,
man.
I want I can have. And it's like, no, you can't have everything.
Bad. Stop.
So when people tell you no, you learn to honor people's no's by honoring your no's.
Big facts. Better say no to something, child.
Do you get what I mean? Sometimes you have to say no to yourself, and that's how you can keep secret other people's no's too. But that's a level of morality.
There you go.
That we should all aspire to.
Hallelujah.
But what is this? The new podcast is not for that. So
that could actually be in a series, though. What is this? On today's episode of Evil and Tomfoolery. What is this?
You know what? I'm not mad at it. TMS, what is this is a very good name.
What is this?
Not to my sisters. What is this?
Nah, man. It's given.
Spin-off show.
It's given spin-off show.
A rebrand.
Hello, is there any streaming platforms that are interested in supporting us with a show? Because I think we'd make excellent narrators.
Oh, 100%.
And I genuinely think we articulate things that people are thinking.
I completely agree. That's why we have a podcast.
There you go.
Called To My Sisters. Yeah.
But I want to talk to criminals too. Okay.
What is this? What would it be? Crime and politics.
Yeah. Evil.
Evil.
In high places.
All realms of evil.
Yeah.
Well.
Tomfoolery. And then we'd have people send in like situations of evil and what they should do.
Oh no, because that can get very dark.
That's true.
My dreams are very penetrable.
We need to get the altar of
literally.
The women. Not even the women's child. We need to get some men.
The people.
Some forefathers and foremothers around us for that kind of
thing. But yeah, man, let us know what you want us to talk about. Honestly, TMS is a community.
Yeah, man.
You know, and these episodes, as much as we produce them, it's a fruit of community feedback.
Hello.
So if you want us to talk about something, whether it be a main episode or on this episode, on this show, whatever it is, we don't know. Yeah. What is this? TMS hot takes, a little chinwag with the girls. Let us know. Comment it. Don't send us a DM because it gets really messy there.
There's a lot of DMs.
Yeah, it gets really hard to manage.
Send us an email.
Send us an email. We're good with those. Leave a comment on Spotify. Put it in the sky. Write it in
somewhere.
The sky. Somewhere. You know?
And whilst you're doing this, refrain from evil. Please. Refrain.
Please. And just another reminder to repent. Repent daily. Repent daily. That is my message for the season, if anyone asks.
Turn from your wicked ways.
For the Sorry, kingdom of God is at hand.
It's at hand.
Repent. Well, there's not much more, not much less. Just repent. Turn around.
And for those of you that have ghosted families, you should turn around and go just back.
Repent. In fact, you guys more than any.
Go back.
Repent.
Turn away.
Turn around. Go back home. It's really sad.
It is. It's really unfortunate.
Aww,
child, we could even do a whole series of, you know, where's that guy? If you're looking for somebody, our biggest mistake, if you are looking for somebody and they've ghosted you, we will find them.
Where's that man?
And we will shame them.
Oh, dear.
Can you imagine if there was a series like that? Like, oh, this person ghosted me for like 6 months. Find them.
Found. But, you know, this is another installment of that show we said we'd do, like Catfish.
We just need to like
really investigate MTV.
Literally, we just need
call
to
call us, man.
Because you know how I would love that.
Investigations.
What? Actual this person has been missing for 6 months and we find him in like Thailand or something with a new family. I'm ready to go. Because what do you mean you married somebody in Thailand? You got a wife and three kids. Sit down,
but you know what I really want? Like a show like A Yan Love Fix My Life.
Oh, 100.
Please.
I could see that, child.
Please, please, please. But a Catfish would be cool.
Oh, I would eat that up, man.
For real. But yeah.
Because where you been?
Where have you been? And what have you been doing and why?
And why? What? And you know when you go to...
What?
You know in Catfish when they realize it's you at the door and you're at the kind of like Catfish's house and they try and run away?
It's really bad.
I would live for that moment. You've been gone for 6 months. Yes, I do have the camera in your face. Bottoms up.
You know when the cameraman is also running so you can feel the shaking. The height of drama. Oh my gosh. I'm ready. Do you remember Maury?
Yes.
When they used to run when they found out their DNA results.
And they were always shocked.
But where are you going? This is Maury's studio. They're going to find you. And then the cameraman would just turn around. It's such great TV.
And then the guy would be, I told you I ain't the father.
Yeah, but you are. Maury Povich.
We were a community.
He's still alive.
He is, man.
Shout out to him.
He was so bad by day.
He was better than Steve.
Steve? The Crimes?
He was better than Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer is something that needs to be analyzed and studied.
What is it when the police put an APB needs to be put on Jerry Springer? Because some of the issues that we saw on national television on the Jerry Springer show, they need to collect that man and arrest him.
Who gave that man a program? Wow, Jerry Springer, what a blast from the past.
And it would be the most extreme of cases.
If it wasn't extreme, they didn't want it. What is this mediocre family dispute? Bring us the worst of them. Jerry Springer was bad.
Awful.
Jeremy Kyle.
I'm sure that man has been sued by somebody.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has. Somebody unalived themselves because of...
The Jeremy Kyle show?
Yeah. So then the show had to stop. That's why the show stopped.
Oh, that's not how you want to go out. No, Jeremy Kyle was the... Like, low of the low. You go on the Jeremy Kyle show, you waste the space, you.
From the host. That's the thing. The host of the show is calling you a waste of space.
God. Get up and be a man. Take your responsibility seriously.
You're so good at impressions. You're actually so funny. No, and then he'll throw his cards at you.
You're the host of this program. You are the mediator of the situation.
What do you mean you don't want to get a
job?
You
wanted to be Judge Judy so bad.
No, so bad. Judge Judy was flipping.
Shout out to her.
I love her.
Shout out to her.
Because one thing about her, she called Zoe to get your life together.
And then divorce court, Judge Lynn Tola. That's good TV.
Babe will tell you about your whole life.
Facts. Too. But Jeremy Kyle, I hope you've received the healing you deserve.
Hallelujah. That man needed to shout at someone in his childhood. But unfortunately, it has since resurfaced.
It found its way to TV.
You ain't even, you're coming on the show and sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down. So, bro, I'm just walking on stage.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the people on them shows were delinquents.
Yeah, 110%.
But the way Jeremy Kyle used to act. Why?
Nah, man. We need that.
You can't treat people like that.
In jail. What he did, nah, the way he was speaking to people.
You can't do
You may talk to your significant other like that, but what you're not going to do, mate, on this show is talk to me like that. You've never had anyone stand up to you and you thought it was you, Mr. Kyle. Oh, stop. That man had no media training.
That is the perfect example of, if you think they're beneath you, why are you here?
No media training. No, but yeah, definitely there were so many delinquents. No, Courtney, there were so many shows I could go on.
TV was
good. Do you remember Wife Swap?
Wife Swap was epic.
What's that? The nanny show.
Super Nanny.
Yeah.
Super Nanny. How clean is your house? Them houses used to be filthy. Those houses used to be bad.
You are what you eat. That woman was another brilliant. That woman was another brilliant. Can somebody tell you? Sorry, some of the things they used to allow on TV was bad because somebody would go to the toilet and poo. And then you would show it on TV daytime.
Do you know how no, people were bullies.
That woman was a bully.
No, she...
She was a bully.
So how much do you think you eat today?
Super size versus super skinny. And when
do you remember that lady that was trying to eat this salad? And she was like, oh, just make me sick.
No. Oh. And then you know the way the supersized people used to react to the super skinny people, it was with so much judgment. They were like, so this is all you eat.
And the way they sat on those shows, the super skinny people are there like...
How did these concepts get made into shows?
But we watched them.
We watched them.
We watched
them.
And do you remember? You are not in the UK. You are in Barbados.
Oh my gosh, what was that show called?
Don't remember.
Where they used to like switch...
The kids.
The parents, yeah. Parents what? No, it wasn't. That's a film. I can't remember.
Those kids were delinquents. And he had that little like Justin Bieber thing with like the lip piercing. He's like, I'm going to go out.
Snog, marry, avoid.
That was outrageous. Snog marry, avoid.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Where they used to completely transform them.
Gok Wank.
Gok.
Eddie Show. You know someone who can cuss you out in such a caring way.
Gok Wan. Nah.
I don't know why these things are so in my memory.
With his spiky hair. With his... He used to dress people that looked like they shopped at M&S.
No, M&S has nice clothes.
No, but like, you know what sections I'm talking about.
They look like they shopped in Wallace.
Yes. Or Dorothy Perkins. It's giving me that
Perkins
era.
Had some, it's Dorothy me Perkins, era. Perkins kind of gave me New Look vibes.
No, Gokwan is the kind of person. Though. You'll be wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And he's like...
I wish the camera was on. That was such a good impression because that's it.
He's looking at you like you're a science experiment. And then this man will go and bring a purple peplum top.
They used to dress them so bad. How are you telling me this is a makeover and you made me look worse?
No, stop. And then the babe will have like a fringe of her hair. And then this man will transform her hair into a pixie cut with like, a peplum.
This is chic. Where? I need to go back to work on Monday Sam. And you've made me look like a rock star. Oh my gosh, nah. Pimp My Ride. Oh.
Pimp My Ride was one of the best and worst shows ever.
Firstly, your name is Exhibit. That begins with an X.
X. No E, just X.
Just X.
And then the thing is, they'll come in with like their dilapidated car.
Now, the thing is, the car was bad. But I need to drive my kids to school. I don't need... Would they a piano in my boot? I actually don't need it. Simple line, I like music. Fam. Let's give it a whole interior.
That's exactly what they say.
The whole interior, we can give her a dope.
No, that's exactly. And they'll zoom in that guy that does it with the cap and everything.
can give her a dope. Oh. She says she likes to bounce. You know what? We're going to put some hydraulic presses on her wheels. And so when she hits this button, her car's going to bounce.
When the police stop you.
To lectures.
When the police stop you. My favorite one was like, so she says she's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
So we go put some, you know, the EKG monitors in the back of the trunk.
And we're going to get it an LED setup. Because so we can go beep,
beep, beep. It's an emergency.
Not even write it on the side. Bam. In orange.
He says, so this was a black car, but I felt like that was too shady. And her personality was real vibrant. So we gave it a hot pink cover.
100%.
To let you know she is hot. She's pink.
But to give her some balance, we made the door blue.
Why? Why did you think this was okay? Nah. Pimp My Ride. Do you know how funny that was?
Pimp My
Ride. What do you call it? Sweet 16?
Pimp.
Nah. You we were a community. Pimp
My Ride.
That was the first time I heard of Teyana Taylor's her.
Yes, 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 yes. You better Google me, baby.
So yeah, baby, when you was back there with the braces and everything.
Shout out to her. You know what though? It actually takes a lot of craft. And she's very talented.
Yeah, 100%.
But like, it takes a lot of craft to be famous from then till
now.
Exactly.
Relevant. Insane. Nah, we had television.
We had shows.
Do you know how funny? Not to mention America's Next Top Model that gave everybody body dysmorphia.
A-N-T to the core.
There was a babe that couldn't have been more than a UK size 8. It said you're plus size.
Plus size, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the modelling industry is so messed up in many ways.
Terrible.
Many ways. Oh, that's actually so funny. You want to be on tap.
Nah. America's Next Top Model. What's her name? Janice Dickinson. I hope she's healed. I hope she has.
We were talking about rehab earlier. Anyway, this is not defamation.
Oh! Bloop.
Ugh, but yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to them.
Wow.
Well. Oh. That felt like a release.
That was great. I really enjoyed that. Sorry. That was too funny.
All right. Have a good day.
Aw. Keep your chin up, ladies.
Yeah.
The middle of the week. Finish strong.
Happy hump day.
We'll be back on Sunday with more, you know, personal development relevant, you know, thinky stuff. Until then. You know, stay scheming. I think that's what they say. I think that's what the kids say these days. Something like that. Stay scheming. Because the world is scheming harder.
Facts.
And it's evil. So.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Gok Wan!
What a mess!
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.